It is time now for Green Visions, a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by All Energy Solar, a full-service solar installer in the Twin Ports, and by the Minnesota Power Energy Conservation Program, making progress toward a lower carbon energy future. This morning, we are tickled to have Evan Flom join us. He is the Farmers Market Supervisor for a program here in the community called Seeds for Success. It's kind of one of those win-win-win situations. It's expanding access to fresh foods in the Lincoln Park and the Central Hillside area. He works with the Farmers Market with the Seeds of Success program. Hey, Evan, good morning, and thanks so much for joining us.
Morning. Thanks for letting me be a part of it.
So tell us a little bit about the Seeds of Success program. It's been a long time since we've talked about that here in the Northland, and I'm sure there are a lot of folks who aren't sure what you do.
Yeah, so kind of like you alluded to, Seeds of Success is a program run by an organization called Community Action Duluth over in the Lincoln Park neighborhood. And the Seeds of Success program is focused specifically on helping to address barriers to fresh, healthy food in Duluth. And so we work predominantly in the Lincoln Park and Central Hillside neighborhoods where we run our farmers markets. We've got two summer farmers markets that we run in each of those neighborhoods and one winter market that happens in Lincoln Park. And then we also help to run a space, the Deep Winter Greenhouse, is located in Lincoln Park, where we are able to grow fresh greens throughout the winter, too, in the Northland.
Now, if you are a very old person, as am I, you remember when there were a lot more grocery stores throughout all of the communities. And yet, of course, some of those grocery stores, unfortunately, have had to shutter. Whole Foods Co-op has plugged part of that hole, has made a big dent in some of that food accessibility. But it's really tricky for families in parts of the community where there aren't grocery stores that are handy, especially if they don't have cars. And when folks don't have cars or, you know, they're trying to struggle with their groceries, you know, if they're taking public transportation, the convenience store, the neighborhood convenience store became a place where they were getting their food. What's the problem with that?
Yeah, well, when convenience stores are the closest access to food in some neighborhoods, you'll obviously see prices that are going to be higher than you would see in a general grocery store. Generally, there's going to be a lot less access to fresh produce, you know, fresh fruits and veggies and things like that. From where we run our Lincoln Park Farmers Market, which is at the Harrison Community Center, the closest grocery store is over a mile. It's like about a mile and a half away, and that's the new Whole Foods Co-op location in Lincoln Park. And it's another over, it's over 2 miles to the Super One from that park where we run our farmers market. So if you're thinking round trip for somebody who's walking on foot, perhaps somebody with children, it's going to be over 3 or 4 miles round trip, depending on which grocery store you feel like you're able to shop at. And that can be a huge barrier to getting food.
Another thing that the Seeds of Success program does that is helping folks is they're giving, is it's providing some work experience. And sometimes it really does seem like a catch-22. You can't get a better job if you don't have a job. And so how are you supposed to get that first job to begin with? And especially, how are you supposed to find a job maybe that's got flexible hours if you do have kids? Or maybe you've got something on your record that makes it kind of difficult to find a job. So there's kind of a barrier breaking down that you're trying to do there, too. Talk about that employment piece.
Yeah, the employment piece is, you know, so as we have opportunities for growing food throughout the season, which this summer season we've had to dial back just a little bit as we refocus our energies on making sure our markets are running full and strong. But we have opportunities for helping to assist us in growing food on some of the plots that have been managed by Seeds of Success. which also includes that new deep winter greenhouse over in the Lincoln Park neighborhood.
So that is also, again, an opportunity for folks to start to get a little something on the resume, learn some skills, have somebody that can vouch for them when they go to apply for a job. They've got a previous employer, or they've got somebody perhaps that can offer them a recommendation. What happens with the Seeds of Success program after we're done with the growing season in particular? Are there things that are going on then? You mentioned this new greenhouse. Does that help to kind of bridge that long stretch where we can't be outside puttering around in the garden?
Yeah, exactly. It gives us an opportunity as an organization to still be growing and hopefully offering some opportunity for employment through that type of work, specifically around growing food. And then we will also continue to run the Lincoln Park Farmers Market, which in the summer is held at the Harrison Community Center. In the winter, it's housed at the new Duluth Folk School. And so as the winter comes in, we'll still have a market going on twice a month that we'll maintain. And winter is also a great time for planning for the next growing season, working with other neighborhood and city organizations that we can collaborate with to plan events and all sorts of activities through our markets and sort of continue to address all sorts of barriers that folks living in Duluth may face. And we can be even more prepared then for the next summer season when we've got a good winter season of planning under our belts.
Talk about the markets in particular and why they're important that they're SNAP and EBT friendly.
Yeah, there's a handful of programs that are really incredible through the farmers markets. And like you mentioned, the SNAP EBT program that we have, so through a few other organizations, Essentia and Hunger Solutions Minnesota, folks can come. They can, you know, charge their SNAP card for, say, $15 that they want to spend at the market on fresh foods. And these organizations will match that dollar for dollar. Up to $15. So if you have $15 that you want to use on your SNAP EBT card, you'll end up being able to walk away with $30 of fresh produce through that program. We also have a really awesome program called the Power of Produce, or the POP Club, which is for children and youth 18 and under. They can come out to either one of our farmers markets, and each week they can get $4 free just for showing up and being at the market, and they can use that $4 to put specifically towards fresh fruits or veggies.
Ooh, I'm not the kid that would have picked the veggies. I definitely would have picked the fruits, but $4 worth of $4 worth of strawberries. I'm just imagining it right now, and I've lost my train of thought. Sorry about that. What's your favorite find at the farmer's market, Evan?
My favorite find at the farmer's market? Well, yesterday at our Central Hillside Market, we had a vendor who had blueberries this week, which I think really tickled me. I was pretty excited. I mean, don't get me wrong, I like my fresh veggies, but this time of the year it's hard to beat fresh fruit that's grown in our community.
Oh, wow. No kidding. Yeah, all right. If somebody wants to volunteer with Seeds for Success, the volunteers in this community, of course, make the entire world go round. So if somebody wants to volunteer with Seeds for Success, where's the best way for them to get more information so that they can follow through on that?
Yeah, I would direct folks to Community Action Duluth's website, which you'll find more. You'll find Seeds of Success and all the other programs that Community Action Duluth runs, and that's at www.communityactionduluth.org. And you can, you know, click around and find links to all of our programs, including Seeds of Success, and learn a whole bunch more there.
All right. We are going to get a link set up so it'll be easy for folks to just click that link and get that more information. And Evan, thank you so very much for joining us this morning. What a treat to talk to you.
Yeah, thank you, Lisa. Appreciate it.
Evan Flom joined us this morning as our guest. He is the Farmers Market Supervisor for Seeds of Success. Green Visions on KUMD is made possible with support from the Minnesota Power Energy Conservation Program, making progress toward a lower carbon energy future.